Welcome to the Jubilee Plus podcast.
In today's episode in our 'Tis Mercy All series, author, presenter and journalist Lauren Windle considers how the gift of hospitality can be a gift of mercy to the people around us.
I'm Lauren Windle and I'm going to talk about hospitality, because I think we in the church are great at welcome team and welcoming people in on initial contact, but actually, how much do they feel like part of the family? How much hospitality are we extending towards them? And there's loads in the Bible about hospitality, but my favourite verses about it come from Romans 12, so I'm going to read those now. Love one another deeply as brothers and sisters. Outdo one another in showing honour. Do not lack diligence in zeal. Be fervent in the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in affliction. Be persistent in prayer. Share with the saints in their needs. Pursue hospitality. And that's verses 10 to 13 of Romans 12. And I thought a lot about hospitality. And actually, one thing that I think that we're not good at is knowing the difference between entertaining and hospitality. And entertaining's great. It's planning a meal in advance. It's two courses. It's taking someone's coat when they come through the door, maybe putting on a playlist. It's making sure that they don't do any of the washing up. And that's lovely. And we love those opportunities to serve and to host. But actually, is that hospitality? Because to my mind, hospitality is when you go to someone's house and you just, you know, are welcome to take some food out of the fridge. You put your own dish in the dishwasher. You know, maybe they're watching a movie and you just jump on the sofa and watch it with them. It's not having an invitation 2 weeks out and then coming for a special evening. It's just being invited. Just being invited any evening and having people welcome you as part of their family. And we've got to be careful, because we can't be unboundaried like that with everyone, but we can be with some people. And particularly, I think, for single people in the church, it's really important that they have a family that they feel that they can get involved with and that they can help with and that they can be a part of, even if they don't live in the same house, but that they are involved. And to me, that's real hospitality. I think also people are so afraid of dropping their boundaries that they put up barriers and they want to protect their time and protect their space. And that's fine, but there have to be people who are invited into your space, into, you know, pushing through your boundaries. If you have kids, they are going to push your boundaries. A partner will naturally push your boundaries. But for a single person, they need a place where they're welcome, kind of without boundaries. And how often do we offer that to people? I think also we tend to group with people who are like us. We want to have dinner with other couples, or we want to hang out with other people who are single, or people who are our age, or people who share the same interests, or people who love the same sport. There's something so incredible about mixing and sharing with people who are nothing like you. And I remember really early doors in my church, I was asked to spend a lot of time in support of a woman who was far older than me. And I remember thinking, I'll do this in service, but I can't imagine that we will grow a real friendship. You know, this is the gift I'm giving to her because of God. And very quickly, I realized the benefit of that time and actually how much I could take from her wisdom and her different life experiences. And very quickly, I realized that actually, just by sticking with people who were my age and in my stage and who liked the same things as I did, I was limiting the scope that I could see of the kingdom of God and what I could learn from it as well. So my invitation to you is into prayerful hospitality. It doesn't have to be planned. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to clean the house. But opening up your space, allowing people in past your boundaries, and extending that invitation to somebody who you wouldn't usually spend time with You would be blown away by what God can do with that gift.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode in our Tis Mercy All series. Don't forget to subscribe or leave a review. And if you'd like to find out more about the work of Jubilee Plus, visit jubilee-plus.org or follow the link in our show notes. Of your wing, underneath the shelter of your